Chapter 8, How These Conditions Impact Families and Daily Life. The Wound Beyond the Warrior. When a veteran comes home with PTSD or TBI, they don't carry the weight alone. These invisible wounds ripple outward, touching every part of daily life and every relationship they're connected to. The spouse, the children, the parents, and the close friends all feel the shift. While the veteran may be the one diagnosed, the whole family lives with the changes. No one walks away untouched. On the surface, a home may look like any other. Meals at the table, laundry in the basket, toys on the floor. But beneath that surface, there is often confusion, sadness, anger, and fear. A spouse may feel like they're living with a stranger. A child may not understand why dad or mom is always tired or angry. A caregiver may feel guilty for needing a break. Daily routines, communication, even affection can all become difficult. These are not signs of failure. They are the quiet consequences of trauma. Relationships on uneven ground. One of the first places PTSD and TBI show up is in close relationships. Spouses and partners often describe a shift in emotional connection. The person they knew before deployment may seem distant, easily irritated, or emotionally numb. They might stop sharing their thoughts or feelings. They may pull away from touch or conversation. This emotional withdrawal can leave the partner feeling rejected or confused. PTSD can cause a veteran to avoid intimacy, not just physical, but emotional too. They may not want to talk about their experiences. They may avoid anything that reminds them of their trauma, including certain topics, places, or even smells. A simple conversation can trigger anxiety or anger. This makes communication feel like walking through a minefield. TBI can also change how a person interacts. Brain injury may cause difficulty following conversations, remembering what was said, or understanding tone and facial expressions. A spouse may feel like they're being ignored or not understood. But often, the veteran is struggling to process the information, not choosing to disengage. These gaps in understanding can lead to arguments, hurt feelings, and emotional distance. It takes patience, education, and support to rebuild connection. But with time and understanding, couples can learn to adapt. Some even come out stronger, more bonded, more honest, more aware of each other's needs. But that journey is rarely smooth, and it requires effort from both sides. Parenting from a place of pain. When a parent comes home with PTSD or TBI, the children feel it, even if they don't have the words to explain it. They may notice mom or dad is tired all the time, or that they get angry quickly. They may see them cry for no reason or stare off into space. For younger children, this can be confusing or even frightening. For teens, it can lead to resentment or rebellion. Some veterans with PTSD become overprotective, always on guard. Others become withdrawn and emotionally distant. A child may feel like they're walking on eggshells, unsure how to behave or what to say. They may stop asking for help with homework or sharing about their day, not because they don't want to, but because they sense their parent is already overwhelmed. TBI adds other challenges. A parent with a brain injury might forget appointments, lose their temper over small things, or struggle with routines. They might not be able to drive or play sports like they used to. This can affect a child's sense of security and normalcy. Some children step up and take on responsibilities beyond their years. Others feel angry and helpless. The truth is, kids are resilient, but they also need support. When families talk openly, at a level children can understand, it helps remove fear and confusion. Therapy, school counselors, and veteran family groups can all be sources of guidance. Most of all, kids need to know it's not their fault, that the parent still loves them, that they're still a family, even if things feel different now. The emotional load on spouses and caregivers. Being the partner or caregiver of a veteran with PTSD or TBI can feel like carrying an invisible backpack filled with emotional bricks. There's love, of course, and pride, and gratitude, but there's also exhaustion, frustration, loneliness, and guilt. Many spouses say they feel like they've become a caregiver instead of a partner. They manage doctor appointments, medications, therapy schedules, and paperwork. They watch their loved ones struggle and feel powerless to fix it. They carry the emotional weight for both people, keeping the home together, holding the children steady, and making sure the bills get paid. Caregivers often put their own needs last. They stop socializing, skip self-care, and ignore their own stress. Over time, this leads to burnout. Some begin to feel resentful or depressed. Others feel guilty for needing a break. Some fear speaking up because they don't want to seem selfish. But caregiving without support is unsustainable. Love doesn't erase the need for rest. Veterans need their spouses and caregivers, but spouses and caregivers also need care. They need time off. They need people who will listen without judgment. They need therapy, friendships, and space to breathe. Asking for help is not weakness, it's survival, and it's how a family stays whole through hard times. Work, identity, and the loss of purpose. PTSD and TBI also impact a veteran's ability to work. Some return home and jump right into a civilian job, only to find it overwhelming. Crowded offices, bright lights, constant noise, and unclear expectations can all trigger anxiety. A supervisor raising their voice might feel like a threat. A missed deadline might bring deep shame or panic. TBI makes things even harder. Veterans may struggle to keep track of tasks, remember instructions, or organize their thoughts. They might work slower or make more mistakes than before. This can lead to job loss, low self-esteem, and financial stress. Many veterans leave work not because they want to, but because their brain and body can't keep up anymore. Losing a job or being unable to work also affects identity. In the military, a person has a clear role, a mission, a purpose. Civilian life can feel like a maze. Without a job or clear routine, some veterans feel useless or invisible. This loss of purpose is one of the deepest wounds. It doesn't show up on scans or charts, but it cuts to the core. Helping veterans find new ways to feel valuable is crucial. This might mean job training, volunteer work, creative projects, or mentoring other veterans. It's not about finding the same purpose they had in uniform. It's about finding a new one that still gives them meaning. Living with unpredictability. Another impact of PTSD and TBI is how unpredictable daily life can become. A good morning can turn into a hard afternoon. A simple errand can lead to panic or confusion. Plans get canceled. Moods change without warning. Families can start to feel like they're living in a storm, never sure when the next wave will hit. This unpredictability creates tension. Children may grow anxious. Spouses may feel drained. The veteran may feel ashamed or angry that they can't control what's happening. Over time, some families stop planning events altogether. They isolate to avoid embarrassment or stress. But isolation only makes the wound deeper. Finding small ways to create routine helps. Celebrating small wins matters. Having a backup plan for bad days can keep things from falling apart. And staying connected to others through support groups, neighbors, or churches can provide a lifeline when things get hard. There is still love. Despite all the stress, sadness, and struggle, love doesn't disappear. In many families, love deepens. It becomes more honest, more raw, more real. It may not look like the love from before. It may come with boundaries, with therapy, with time apart and back together again, but it's still there. Spouses who stay through the hardest moments often say they've learned how strong they really are. Children grow up with deep empathy and awareness. Veterans begin to see that they are not a burden. They are part of a team. A wounded warrior is still a whole person, and a family that bends doesn't have to break. Healing the household. Healing PTSD and TBI isn't just about the veteran. It's about the household. Everyone deserves support. Everyone deserves space to grieve what's changed and hope for what's possible. There is no magic fix, but there are tools and people and programs that help. Therapy for families, peer support groups, VA caregiver resources, marriage counseling, and open conversations all help build bridges. It's not about pretending everything is fine. It's about learning how to live with the reality and still find joy. A family's courage. Veterans with PTSD and TBI are not broken. Their families are not alone. Every household affected by these injuries is stronger than they know. They wake up every day and try. They hold on through hard nights. They fight, not just for survival, but for connection, for peace, for love. In the next chapter, we'll explore how getting the right diagnosis is a turning point for many veterans. Clarity is power, and knowing what you're dealing with opens the door to the care and hope that every family deserves. Let's take that next step together.